Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes for Tuesday, the 2nd of June, here on Share Talk. Starting off with a couple of requests today. Addis Oil and Gas, you can see that despite the suspensions, it's possible to draw a line of support from June last year right down to the recent lows at 0.01 pence. Above that, looking for a rally back towards the last high on the daily chart at 0.022. Weekly close above 0.22, and then we can start thinking about the shares closing the massive gap on the daily chart with an initial 0.04 target. But obviously, one would want to enforce stop losses back below 0.01 quite strictly. Stock which has been rather frustrating in terms of its price action recently is Alpha Growth. And here we're looking at a situation where it's all been about 1.8 pence for some reason. So that was the resistance from the end of April onwards. We broke that today, but back at 1.8 pence. But at least while above the 200-day moving average at 1.6 pence, the top of the April price channel at 2.2 pence is hopefully the near-term target, maybe as soon as the end of this month. On to a stock which I've been following for a while, Curzon Energy. Here it looks as though it was finally set to take off, breaking that mid-May 1.1 pence resistance. Above that, looking for a top of September trend channel from last year at 2.25 pence. Next contender, a stock which has made positive noises in the recent past. Basically, it looks like it's ready to break the recent range between 0.035 pence and 0.08 pence. We've broken that line of resistance from February at 0.07. And above that, best case scenario target by the end of next month up to 0.2 pence, which is a January resistance line projection. On to Dukemont, which has come back towards the floor of a rising trend channel from February at 0.7 pence. Probably allow down to 0.64 pence for support to come in. But an end of day or end of week close back below the 20-day line at 0.84 could take the shares back up towards the top of a rising trend channel from February up to 1.4 pence. But ideally, we bounce at the 0.7 pence area over the next 24 hours. On to De La Rue, which some may have missed. I have to say I missed as well yesterday. You can see that currently the situation is that we've broken back above that January resistance line and the 200-day moving average at 1.37. At least while we're above that 200-day line, looking for at least a token attempt at further upside. Best case scenario target here at the moment is £2.50, which is that December resistance line projection. In the first instance, though, probably one would be looking to buy on any dips towards the 200-day line. But I would concede that those who feel that they missed the boat there may be justified in thinking so after the latest moves that we've seen. Stock which is also in line and in the tone of unlikely recovery situations that we've seen over the recent past, like De La Rue and Marston's, is Into. Here the stock has broken that March resistance line at 7 pence. That allows us to suggest that at least while we're above 7 pence, the upside here, it could be back towards the support on the way down at 11 pence. We've already tested that today. Best case scenario, while above 7, up to the top of a rising trend channel from February at 21 pence over the next 6 to 8 weeks. Cadence Minerals, a better looking situation than in the recent past, one can say. Strong bounce for the shares back above the 200-day moving average at 6.93 pence. Above that, looking for the top of a rising April trend channel at 13 pence as soon as the end of next month, or even sooner. Verditech shares have doubled over the last couple of months from a low 2 pence up to 4 pence, which looks pretty healthy. Still gliding around the 20-day moving average, currently just under 4 pence. And view at this stage is that while we're above the 200-day line at 3.36 pence, we could hit the top of that rising trend channel from January up to 8 pence as soon as the end of next month. I've seen Valerix described as a COVID spoof, which may or may not be the case, but at least in terms of the share price, the bulls have so far got the upper hand this week with the recovery gap through the 20-day line. And while we're above the floor of this rising trend channel from April at 7 pence, a retest of 11 pence and the May resistance line is on the cards. Best case scenario over the next month to 2 months is a visit to the top of a rising April trend channel at 17 pence. All of that really while we're above 7 pence. But if you are cautious on the stock, the main thing is that we remain above the 50-day line that's currently at 5.4 pence and rising. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.